Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Kisavo, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael that when they enter into Eretz Yisrael, they will go to two mountains, Har Gerizim and Har Eval, and Bnei Yisrael will be divided into two groups. Six Shvatim will stand on one mountain, six Shvatim will stand on the other mountain, and Shevet Levi will stand between the two mountains with the Aron Kodesh, and from that vantage point, Shevet Levi will declare 11 brachos towards Har Gerizim and 11 curses towards Har Eval. It's an incredible event. It's recorded in the 8th chapter of Sefer Yoshua. It's an incredible event that left an indelible impression on the national memory of Bnei Yisrael. Imagine the sight. Bnei Yisrael enters into Eretz Yisrael, and then they go to Shechem, and all of Bnei Yisrael accepts upon themselves the blessings if and when they follow Hashem's Torah, and they also accept upon themselves the curses, the consequences, if they, God forbid, do not. And the Torah only actually records the curses. Arur makle avi ve'imo, arur ha'ish asher yasa feselu masecha, arur masigvul reyehu, etc. However, Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, based on the Gemara in Maseches Sota Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that the blessings and the curses are opposites of each other. Rashi says this on Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. For example, the Levim turned their faces towards Har Gerizim and said, "Blessed is the one who does not make an idol." And then all the Shvatim on both mountains say, "Amen." Then the Levim turn to Har Eval and they say the opposite. Cursed is the one who makes an idol. And again, they all say Amen. And that was true for all the blessings and all the curses. In any case, in the beginning of the list of these curses, of these consequences, as an introduction, the Torah says the following, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ve'anu ha-Levi'im ve'amru el kol ish Yisrael kol ram. And the Levim said to all of Bnei Yisrael, Kol Ram, with a loud voice. This is the only place in all of Tanakh where this expression occurs, Kol Ram. However, this detail seems to be superfluous. Why would the Torah need to tell us that the Levim said the Brachos and the Klolos with a Kol Ram, with a loud voice? Not only that, but if the Torah meant to say that they spoke in a loud voice, why didn't the Torah say Kol Gadol or Kol Chazak? What does Kol Ram mean? The Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Sota Perek Zayin Halacha Beis picks up on these seemingly superfluous and seemingly strange words, and the Talmud Yerushalmi says, Milamed Sheshitef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kolo Imahem. The Yerushalmi says that Kol Ram refers not to the volume of what was said, but to the source of what was said. Kol Ram literally means the voice of the one on high. Kolo Shel Ram, referring to God himself. The Yerushalmi says that the Levim were joined by Hashem when they said what they said at Har Gerizim and Har Eval. And that's the Yerushalmi. But now we have a further question. What does that mean? What does it mean that the Levim were joined by Hashem himself? The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, explains this Yerushalmi in his Perush on the Torah called Ha'amek Davar. And the Netziv says that Kol Ram does not mean what we think it means. As the Yerushalmi continues, Kol Ram does not mean a loud voice. Again, as we said, if it meant a loud voice, it would have said Kol Gadol or Kol Chazak. Rather, the Yerushalmi says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Ram refers to the quality of the voice. Hame'ulash bekolos, lo katan velo gadol ela beinoni. That's the Yerushalmi in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Their voices, the Levim's voices, were neither loud nor soft, but average, medium. Their voices were the me'ulash bekolos, excellent quality, optimal, special in terms of quality, but medium in terms of volume. It was, as the Netziv says, it was the way a person would speak to their friend. When blessings are given, or God forbid, when curses are given, they cannot be shouted or screamed. They have to be spoken. It's a lesson for us. That's the way we should speak to each other. And that's what the Levim did. Bnei Yisrael were not yelled at, but spoken to calmly. However, if that were the case, then how did the thousands and millions of Bnei Yisrael hear what the Levim said? The Levim had to speak properly, but they also had to be heard. So how did Bnei Yisrael hear? And that, says the Netziv, is what the Yerushalmi is saying. Melamed sheshitef HaKadosh Baruch Hu kolo imahem. Hashem joined their voices. Hashem enabled their calm voices to be heard. That is the Netziv. If you're interested in hearing another beautiful explanation of Kol Ram, please WhatsApp me privately. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.